One Majlis
or Zikr taking away cursing from 70 bad places. You understand what I'm saying? So many bad places. It is a big city. So many haram people making haram things and cursing comes on them. For the sake of one majlis of zikr, Allah Almighty making away from 70 cursed places, cursing away. Therefore I like to be much more majlis of zikr for our brothers and sisters, for murids in Naqshbandi order. Therefore, even may come 2 persons and you should be 3rd one, do it. Same rahmat comes down. Teach, bring small ones, bring children, bring youngsters, try to teach them to be present in such a meetings that Allah Almighty going to be pleased with them, and let them to taste from zikr something. When they are tasting, they are keeping this way. There are small ones, bring. If they are doing running and shouting, doesn't matter. Make them to be with you. And also, when sisters or brothers coming together and making a zikr, it is for our souls a pleasure. After it, even you may give one makes them happy, see. One sweet making people happy. Give a tea, give something fresh to them, they should be happy. As much as you can do much more from your generosity, Allah Almighty is sending at least 10 times to you. And that generosity taking away quickly difficulties from families, giving much more love among families, members. Therefore, you can do that every week through one home, doesn't matter. Or you may do it at the same place, doesn't matter. But sometimes you may ask that next week I am inviting you come to me to make a charity for my parents or to make a charity for the success of my children, or call and ask people to come to make a charity for the opening that closed for them. Their business or anything that closed, you may do this charity, then an opening coming to you. It is very good manner as a sunnah from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers, Sahaba-i Kiram, and also whole awliyas, that their tables always just spread, coming people, going people, eating, drinking, and praying and going. Open your charity doors, and Allah sends to you at least 10 times more. Don't excuse yourself to say, this week I can't able to go, except for the excuse for ladies. But out of that excuse, don't give a excuse for yourself to say, I was tired, or some guests coming for a visiting and I can't leave them. No, say, today I am going for my zikr. If you like, you may come. If you don't like, you stay here till I am coming. He must come. Yes. We must try to do much more charities, much more obedience, much more praise, much more worshiping. We are in need. It is written through our holy books about Yawm al-Qiyamah, last day, the day of resurrection, Yawm al-Mahshar, that everyone coming to that plane for their judgment. It is written, and we have been informed, whom they are coming when tombs opening and people going to mahshar. If a person bringing from sawab, what do you mean?
Rewards.
Or good amalun salih, good dealings, worshippings. How much? If a person bringing some worshipping that may be equal to 70 prophets worshipping. You understand? One Nabi, one Rasul, one prophet worshipping, it is going much more than his whole ummah. If he has 1 million ummah and they are worshipping, just put on balance this side, their prophets worshipping going to be much more. because he's prophet. If a person bringing last day to divine presence amount of 70 prophets worshipping, he should say, why I am bringing such a small amount? Why I was not trying to bring much more? Therefore, oh, my sisters, my daughters and granddaughters, you must think on it. Don't say that we are doing too much. No. It is so small amount, little. If you are praying whole night, and fasting whole day, it is not, don't think that it is too much. Rabi'atul Adawiyyah, you heard about her? You heard about her? Rabi'atul Adawiyyah, she was a lady, holy lady, from the line of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Waliyah, awliya. He was praying every night from sunset to sun rising 1,000 rak'ahs. 1,000 rak'ahs through 1 month we are not praying. She was every night was praying from Maghrib up to Salatul Fajr, 1,000 rak'ahs. And she was saying, I am ashamed to say that I did something. I don't like when I am praying, I don't like to think what it is going to be paid to me. Rewards, because I don't like to be like a labor or worker working whole day and expecting to be paid. I am not worker. I don't like to be like a worker praying for paradise to be paid. But I am praying for my Lord, O Allah Almighty. For His pleasure only, I am not expecting that He is going to grant to me paradise. They are laborers who praying for paradise, they are like workers, working and asking to be paid. No. Therefore, Fatiha.